So for me, it was inspiring to hear more about the service retreat. When I came here 2 years ago, it was one of the aspects of the retreats with Sovana that was inspiring for me, and I tried to bring back the ideas from Sovana to the United States. And we have some retreat centers which are very much like Sovana, 100% Dana, and people volunteering to help with the retreat. So some similarities, but most retreat centers are not like this. You have to pay to go, and sometimes it's not cheap. Cheaper than hotel. But I like very much hearing what Joseph and Ital were saying. And it's also a very good transition to the focus that we'll have in this session, and then in a session after time for walking and so forth, on bringing the practice to daily life. So we'll do it in two steps. And the first step, we'll explore how to bring our practices, particularly the practices of the Brahmavihara, into daily life through our speaking. So speech practice as one major way to bring our practice on the cushion into our daily lives. And then in the second session, we'll look more generally at ways to support our practice in daily life, including in relationship to the Brahmavihara practices. There was a great Tibetan teacher, some of you may know of, named Shabkar, who lived at the end of the 18th century, beginning of the 19th century, and he has one line. He said, "Let your life and practice be one." Does that sound good? Does it sound easy? No. Yeah. I think I would agree with both responses. It's important, and I think our hearts have an aspiration to have qualities of awareness and wisdom and metta all the time, right? That's what we want, but it's not easy. And community plays a big role. But there are also specific practices that can be helpful. And I'll talk just very, very briefly about speech practice, and then we'll do some exercises together. And so I actually will be teaching a weekend, or co-teaching, on speech and communication as a practice here in 2 weeks. I don't know if there's still room, but I'll be going into more detail. And usually in the US, I teach with a co-teacher name who has an Israeli name, like Oren Sofer. That's very Israeli, isn't it? I think so. And so his father was born in Israel. And so we teach together, typically 6 or 7 day retreats, where we do maybe 60% silent practice and 40% speech practice. Very interesting. We do the first 2/3 of the retreat, we work with foundations of speech practice, maybe for 4 or 5 days, maybe typically 4 days. And then the last 2 days, we bring our speech practice into difficult situations. And we do role plays, and it's a lot of fun. Kind of theatrical. You get to tell another person, "You be like my brother." Okay. And when I say this, you do this. Okay. And so so here I will just give a very brief summary of what's most important. Okay? But speech practice is very exciting for me because it can be a rigorous practice. I mean, I think one of the questions is, you know, on the cushion, we know what to do, right? Okay, do this, practice in this way. And what we need in many ways are some guidelines and practices so that you know what to do when you're at a meeting. And you can do. We can have that. We can have guidelines and awareness practices for speech so that how many people here have a hard time with finding half an hour of practice every day? Many people have a little bit of a hard time with that. When you have speech practice, and you do speech practice, suddenly you have 5 or 10 hours a day. Okay, so you see it's can be very promising. Okay, so two foundations that I'll mention, and then we'll just do a very simple, we'll do maybe two practices together in here in the hall, and then we'll have maybe half an hour to talk with other people doing the practices, but more informal. You know, just if you wish, outside. So the first aspect of practice is the first foundation are following the particular guidelines given by the Buddha, the traditional teachings on what we call right speech, or we sometimes say wise speech. And you know this is one of the factors of the Noble Eightfold Path. You may think that the practitioners with the Buddha were just silent all the time. No. They were talking a lot. And so you have one of the eight areas of training is speech. That's interesting, isn't it? It's very interesting. When you read the text, you will see that they were always being invited to dinners. They had to go to dinner parties.
Lunches.
Huh? Lunches. Lunches, maybe we would say. Yeah, they didn't eat so much. The middle of the day dinners. Okay. So they were talking, and when you read the text also, you see sometimes there were conflicts in the community. It was not always happy, right? So they had to use speech practice. And the Buddha, to summarize his teachings, gave four major guidelines for skillful speech. And you can use these. You know, I often would have the four guidelines on my wall near my telephone. Okay? And I would also sometimes bring them to meetings. And the four guidelines are to be truthful, to tell the truth. Second is to be helpful. The third is to come, we might say, with a heart of metta. And the fourth is to have good timing and a certain appropriateness of speaking so that it's the right time. And so the Buddha did emphasize timing. And the thing is, you have to have all four together. You can be truthful, be very helpful, come from a beautiful heart of metta, and if you have bad timing, big problem. Right, so you have to have all four. And that's very crucial. And so I'll say a little bit about each of them, and there's a lot that can be said. I just want to mention that in terms of resources, I will have a book out. You know, I think it should be out by about 10 o'clock in the dining hall, I think. And it has several chapters on speech practice. But I think first choice would be Oren, my colleague and friend. He just finished a book on speech practice. Does anyone know that? Yeah. Yeah, it's a very good book. It's called Say What You Mean. And we, in our teaching, we bring together the Buddha's teaching on wise speech, but we also bring together the discipline of nonviolent communication. And we also bring together practices that we've developed that we would call relational awareness practices. how to be aware, how to have inner awareness and outer awareness at the same time. Those are a little more advanced. How do you have inner mindfulness but also pay attention to someone else at the same time? It's not so easy, but we bring those three together. So his book would be a best place to start. And I tried to see if I could bring a bunch of his books here, but it was a little complicated. Okay. So that would be a good way to go. So to be truthful is to, maybe it's clear, it's to, the guideline works in two ways. One is to guide behavior, and the other one is to look, for most of us, when we are not being 100% truthful, we bring mindfulness, what is going on. And so maybe we don't lie, but maybe we exaggerate, right? Or we say something for self-image. Or we don't say something. We're not 100% truthful. So the guidelines work in two ways. They guide behavior, but they're also opportunities for mindfulness when we find I don't seem to be following the guideline. And we say, what's going on here? What's going on with my mind? And same thing for being helpful. You know, very, very simple. Is my motivation to be helpful? And then third is to come out of a kind heart. Now, generally, I mean, this was like Joseph was saying, can I have metta when I'm cooking, right? Can we bring the metta in? But it's important to say that this doesn't mean being only very nice. That sometimes one can have metta and say difficult things. That's important. So speaking with metta doesn't mean that you're always, passive or not saying difficult things. But of course, that's more advanced practice. How do you keep a heart of metta and say difficult things for someone, to someone? And then the last one is timing. Okay, and then, and so with all of these, one way to work with them is to go into a meeting or a discussion and remember the guidelines. Like for me, I have the guidelines by my telephone. Once I was working with a group on these guidelines, we worked on the guidelines for 6 months together. You know, maybe I think we had 1 month for first guideline, then second, third, fourth, then we bring them together for 2 months. It was very rich. And I, at that time, I put the guidelines by my telephone and I would hear the telephone ring, I would let it ring, and I would say to myself, truthful, helpful, good heart, good timing, hello. You can do that. Or, what we find about daily life practice is not so hard. It's not so hard to be mindful or to do these practices, but it's very, very hard to remember to do them. So we need all these supports, like having the guidelines on your wall or put them on your refrigerator. Or I often would go to a meeting and I write the guidelines on a sheet of paper in front of me. Okay, I had one friend or one student who had a difficult relationship with teenage daughter. And when she would have difficult discussion with teenage daughter, she would put the guidelines on her hand and she'd have them right looking at them as she was talking. Yeah, I think it helped. Okay, and then the second area that sort of foundational area is to learn to be present in speaking. So very often in our communication, it's just mental, right? We just are thinking what we will say or listening. How do you bring the heart of metta and being present into speaking? So this is not so easy, right? It can take time. One way is to just simply stay with some awareness of the body. And try to be present so that you're not just focusing on the words or the meanings. And so, again, this can take time. for many people I work with, very helpful to develop much more awareness of the body, especially if you didn't have so much to start, which was the situation for me with my own conditioning, you know, mostly just mental. And I started meditation and it was, oh, you know, I can be in a different way, right? So how many is that true for, something like that? Yeah. So, okay. So those are the foundations for skillful speech. A lot more to be said. Like I say, we have maybe 30 hours of material. I'm giving you like 10 minutes, okay? So what we want to experiment with is really, we'll do two kinds of experiments. One is bringing metta to our speaking, and the second is being present, okay? So find another person and move so you can be speaking to that person. Do that right now. You can introduce yourself. And move so you are facing the person.
I want to emphasize pairs because people are getting into trios.
Okay. Yeah, we want groups of two is the best. Raise your hand if you need a partner. Okay. Raise your hand if you need partner. We should have groups of two. Okay, so you can join. You can have one group of three. That's okay. What? Okay. So introduce yourself. Okay. So we're going to work first with a practice where one person speaks and one person listens. So right now, one person will go first as a speaker, one person as a listener. So decide in each group who will speak first. And raise your hand if you're speaking first. Okay. Every group should have one person who speaks first. Okay, very good. And so here are the instructions for and for both people work with this. So the instructions are what you will there we have two aspects of the speaking. One is what we call in English the content, the what you speak about, okay? So what you speak about, think of something that you can talk about in maybe 2 minutes, something that you liked at the retreat. So kind of simple, not very deep. Not very meaningful. Okay. Just think of something you liked at the retreat, like I liked breakfast, and something you can talk about for 2 minutes, or, yeah. What? Lights? Okay. Okay. Thank you. So take some time, each person, think, what can you talk about for 2 minutes? Something you liked at the retreat, maybe a practice, but not your most meaningful thing, but something that is simple to talk about, okay? Just think about that, each person. But don't start yet, okay? Okay, so for each of the practices, we have two aspects. One is what we talk about, and second is where we pay attention, okay? And what our intention is. So the content, we say the content, what we talk about is something we liked, okay? We talk for 2 minutes. And then what we, our intention is to speak coming out of a heart of metta, okay? Meaning you can have a heart of metta and talk about simple things. You don't have to, you know, come out of a heart of metta and say, oh, my heart is so open. I am connected with the universe. Including the little cats. Okay, so two, and okay, and so for the speaker, you try to, you speak about something you liked, and you try to come out of a heart of metta. For the listener, you don't have to say anything. So try to be present and listen carefully and listen out of also the heart of metta. Okay? And we'll work, one thing that's very important for speech practice is we'll work with intention. And so before I say, okay, start talking, we will take 10 seconds and you will say, here is my intention. You say it to yourself, okay? Very important for bringing it into daily life to work with intention. Okay, so is this, the instructions clear? Any questions?
Which kind of intention?
Here the intention as a speaker is to come out of a heart of metta.
Oh, okay.
And for a listener, it's also to listen with a kind heart and be present. Okay, that would be the intention. Okay? So set your intention right now and I will ring the bell to start in 10 seconds. Okay. About 2 minutes. So finish up and thank your partner. And now we switch roles. Speaker becomes listener. Listener becomes speaker. Okay? And again, same format. The speaker will speak about something you liked. And we'll try to, if you can, come out of a spirit of metta. And the listener doesn't have to say anything. You can, you know, do nonverbal communications, okay. But don't have to say anything. But also try to be present and listen carefully with coming out of the heart of kindness. Okay? So set your intention now, and I'll ring the bell in 10 seconds. Set your intention if as a speaker or as a listener as to how you'll practice in the next 2 minutes. Okay? I'll ring the bell in 10 seconds. Okay. Thank you. So finish up. Again, thank your partner. Whatever way you like to thank. And then we have a third part. Here are the instructions for part three. And we can think about, again, when we speak, there's a particular, in English we would say content and process, meaning what you talk about and how you speak or what the focus, what your intention is in the speaking. Okay? And so part three, what you talk about is what that was like. Did you learn something? What was it like to speak from the heart? But we're not just going to speak about the content, we're going to also have that discussion occur coming out of the heart of metta. See, so that's what's different, right? So we have both a focus on the content and also on the process. Does that make sense? Okay. Yeah.
Should I speak on what I was speaking or on what he was speaking?
You can talk about anything you want. It's really, what was your experience of that? Any insights? Any interesting reflections? Maybe it was like, oh, it felt very natural to talk about, to come from the heart, but you know, that's harder out in daily life, right? So maybe that was a thought, you know, could go there, or it could be, oh, it was very easy. Yeah, I loved it. or wasn't so easy, you know, whatever you want to talk about. Okay. Any other questions? Yeah. The guidelines, okay? So a lot of these exercises, we focus on two things, because usually in a lot of communications, we have 100% focus on what I call the content, right? What you're talking about, 100% focus, and we don't pay attention so much to how we're speaking or my intention in speaking, right? It's all just the content of the communication. Does that make sense? And here, we're focusing also on how we speak at the same time, which is not easy, right? We're focusing on two things at once. Okay? Yeah.
It would be intense again?
No, we would call it informal. So this is also a chance to explore just kind of normal talking without structure. Okay. Very scary, right? Okay. Okay, any other questions? Yeah.
How long do we have?
3 minutes.
For the whole?
Yeah, it's just to get a taste, right? Okay, so, and I will time it. So it's 3 minutes, and just to communicate, no structure, anyone who wants to speak, back and forth, and so forth, you know? Okay? So again, we'll work with intention, very important. Set your intention is to come out of the heart of metta as you speak, okay? And that's just as important as the content. Yeah.
3 minutes each or 3 minutes in total?
There's no each. It's together. Okay, but for you, if you can have 3 minutes each, 6 minutes total, but do it in 3 minutes. Is that so? You are a scientist. You can figure out how to do that. Okay. No, just it's just to get a taste of how it is, really. Okay. So set your intention now. Again, 10 seconds. The main intention is whatever I'm saying. Let me try to come out of a heart of metta. Okay. I'll ring the bell to start in 10 seconds. Okay. Yeah, I had that on my sheet. No, on my notes. Yeah, I was good. But thanks for the reminder. Yeah, and you can always. Yeah, you can just. If I forget something, just jump in.
Yeah.
No. Thank you. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I think I was going to do 2 exercises. I think I'm just going to ask for a little discussion, then let them break for 20 minutes. I think I was going to do 2 exercises, but one is enough now. Yeah. It's fun, yeah. Yeah.
I think also another thing to say is that, you know, to kind of name the fact that the bell will ring and it'll take them longer to hear it and it'll take them longer to, so just to be aware that, you know.
Okay, when does the bell ring?
Well, if we're coming back at 10 past, at 10:30, then it'll ring 5 minutes before.
Okay.
Just to name it.
I think we're going into sitting, so.
Yeah. Sorry?
We're going into a sitting, so if they come back a few minutes late, it doesn't matter so much.
It's good if they come
back. Well, I want them to, but I mean for our purposes.
Yeah, we won't need to wait.
We don't need to wait for them, but yeah, I'll tell them.
I kind of emphasize that that's part of the practice, is that we're going to be talking back and
forth. Back and forth, yeah,
I don't actually think you're going to have time for questions.
I'll do a few. Yeah. Probably just 1 or 2. Maybe not questions, but observations. I think that was 3 minutes. So, finishing up, thank your partner. And we'll come back just for a few minutes to the whole group. You can kind of stay where you are, that's fine. But I wanted to just take a few minutes if there are any observations or questions about what we just did. What? Are there any observations, any insights from what you just did? How many people found with the structure you could actually speak with, connected with metta some? Yeah, that's great. Right. So see, the structure and the support makes a difference, right? Any observations? Anyone want to share something? Yeah. And I'll repeat.
Yeah. It's not just now, also yesterday when we had the talk in the groups.
Yeah.
Is when someone talks and when when I talk, I just feel my heart like so strong. I mean, it's like pain, but it's not pain.
Yeah, sort of pulsating, yeah. Yeah, because some of that is from being in silence and shifting to speaking. That's why we want to, it actually can be helpful to just do a little bit of speaking back into silence, a little bit of speaking, like we did yesterday with the Dhamma, right? There was a little bit of speaking. But that's very common, if I'm understanding you, that the speaking can be a little bit, how many people found even speaking like this closely a little strange? Okay, so yeah, so that's normal. And if you feel energy in your body, that's normal. When you feel that, sort of bring your energy to your body and the ground. Okay.
But actually, it's not in a bad way.
It was okay.
It's very, I enjoy it. It's like if I talk when like you're a little child and you're talking and you're very shy, it feels like bad, but I can talk in the same time.
Yeah. So very connected with metta, yeah? So that sounds good. Yeah. Karen, yeah.
I feel like I was more open and eager to hearing also after I spoke.
Yeah.
What Dan said, because, you know, instead of being overly talkative, which I expected to the person.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Yeah, noticing that the listening could be very full. How many people noticed you listened maybe very carefully? And maybe, you know, sometimes when we do these exercises, people say, I have listened more carefully to another person than ever before in my life. You know, even to people I'm close to. And so that's a wonderful observation, and it's possible. What we find is that it's a beautiful practice to go in between silence and speaking. That's what we do in the retreat. We have, and that's what we'll be doing here. In a little while, we'll have some talking, but then we'll come back and do sitting. And it's a very nice way to train. You know, maybe one more. Yeah, please.
It was a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
And to listen from the heart, to listen to the joy and not to the words.
Yeah. Yeah, so to listen from the heart and to connect with the joy. And of course, when the heart's open, we know from the teachings we've been exploring, sometimes it's metta, but if someone talks about something maybe that's difficult or painful, it becomes compassion. Something beautiful, like joy. And then also connect with equanimity. So here's what we do next. We have about 20 minutes, and I want to invite you. We'll leave the hall. You can do walking, use the bathroom if you need to. We'll come back in 20 minutes. We'll have a bell in 15 minutes. When you hear the bell, you can start coming back in, because we'll come right into a sitting. Okay? For the next 15 minutes, you can talk with people if you wish. If you
outside of the hall.
Yeah, outside. Outside of the hall. If you know, if some of you say, that's enough talking, I want to meditate. Then you can do that. It's up to you. You know, follow your wisdom. But the invitation is to try out what we just practiced for the next 15 minutes. And in a group, you could even say, you want to talk with someone, maybe your friend. And you say, okay, let's set our intention. Or maybe you say, I'm getting a little bit lost, can we stop? One of the major techniques for skillful speech is pausing or stopping for 30 seconds, right? Very important technique in skillful speech is to stop the momentum of the mind, right? And so talking with someone and you're feeling, oh, I'm getting always active, right? Can we just stop for 30 seconds? And the other person will say, oh yes, of course. In daily life and, you know, at your work, they won't necessarily say that. Okay, so 15 minutes.
Information.
Oh, yeah. And we have put out on the tables, on one or two tables, in the dining hall also, there's information about how to connect more with each of us, and some books, and different kinds of materials.
Tovana
schedule?
Yeah, lots of Tovana information.
Lots of Tovana information. So that's there. That will be there through the end of lunch. Okay? And I have some of my books. I have not too many, but I could bring a few, and there's an envelope if you want to buy one. Okay?
Okay.
So enjoy the wise speech, and remember what we're doing now is very important practice. Okay?